The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Good afternoon. It is Friday, October 14, 2011. We are here. We are queer. We are going skiing in Iowa.
Yes.
Canon is over, and it is time for the Mike O'Mara Show. We have traveled so far well over 900 miles, ladies and gentlemen.
Was it that much?
900 miles. And Rob, I ask you this as we broadcast
yes, Mike.
Live.
Yes, Mike.
Here from Coralville, Iowa, the studios of KCJJ AM 1630.
Yes.
My question to you is,
yes.
How does the audio sound? Because I got no idea because we have a KTEL monitor here.
Your replay is a little hot right now, but the audio
is
as crisp as a Honeycrisp apple. That's a little loud.
America the Beautiful. How's that, Steve? I'm playing with it. I love seeing your fingers gently dance over the... Oh, he touched me.
Mike.
He touched me.
Oh, just the first
for this
many
station,
times.
Yes?
A+.
A+.
Thank you.
A+, it sounds fantastic.
I can barely hear the shot.
I'm playing with my microphone now.
It's Rob, always fun to take the show to another studio, isn't
Rob,
it?
Rob?
Mike?
Hold on. Now I'm going to start again.
Oh, okay.
All right. My levels, they're pinning. So now how does that sound?
That's okay. You backed off on yourself. That's better.
All right.
That's better. Here's a question for you. Did you start your clock?
I did.
Good.
I did, but I just want to make sure that it sounds good because you know what? I value the airwaves of KCJJ.
I know. We don't want to be a disservice to the airwaves.
I don't think it sounds that good. I can't really tell. I can't hear it.
Well, I know you can't hear it, Buzz, and I know you've been saying that 10 times. But
he's not getting any younger.
I know.
What?
He needs that. But we are here. We are ready to do a show.
Yes.
We have completed our journey all across the Fruited Plain.
No, it's half done. It's not near complete.
That's right. We got to go back.
Yes, we do. Back.
Who's flying?
Going to be you.
Hey, it's going to be me.
Well, the death pool and the flying back pool is still in full effect.
Yeah, so far we're doing very, very well. We're happy, and we're very happy to be here. And we have so many things to tell you about our journey across the country.
Yes, we do.
I will not tease them right here. I will simply say it is great to be in the studios of KCJJ, our lone affiliate and our happiest affiliate.
Yes.
And we are happy with them as they are happy with us, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And salute to McGrathAuto.com.
Great client.
A fine sponsor. Right. And they certainly don't need a plug from me. But is the tradition going to be every time we do a show, it's got to be 112 degrees?
Yes.
It's really
hot
in here.
It is super hot in
here. It is.
Has Steve paid the electric bill to put on the air conditioner?
The taxes, Mike, are crippling.
It's the taxes do him in every single
year.
Maybe
we could get a fuse from McGrath Auto, by
Before
the way.
We start the show,
he's doing the thermostat. It's killing him, but he just took off his yarmulke and he's lowering the temperature.
Before we start the show, let's do a little round check.
Nice.
Round table here. Rob Spiewak
here.
Buzz Burbank.
What?
Oscar Santana.
Present.
Mark Ronick.
Here.
Raymond Diaz.
Yo.
Okay, everybody's here.
Nice.
Essity, start the show.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hey, get out of there. Stop. No.
No, don't worry about it, Clark. A little tree water ain't going to hurt him. Before we left, he drank a half a quart of Pennzoil. Boy, when he lifted his leg the next morning.
Oh. Ow, ow, ow.
You get out of there. Come, get in the kitchen now. Get you something to eat. Go on. He's cute, ain't he? Only problem is he's got a little bit of Mississippi leg hound in him. If the mood catches him right, he'll grab your leg and just go to town. You don't want him around if you wear his short pants, if you know what I mean. A word of warning, though, if he does lay into you, it's best to just let him finish.
Can I refill your eggnog for you, get you something to eat, drive you out to the middle of nowhere, leave you for dead?
No, I'm doing just fine, Clark.
So, when did you get the tenement on wheels?
Oh, that's an RV. I borrowed it off a buddy of mine. He took my house, I took the RV. It's a good-looking vehicle, ain't it?
Yeah, it's so nice parked in the driveway.
Yeah, it sure does. But don't you go falling in love with it now, because we're taking it with us when we leave here next month.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Mike.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios. Well, not really.
No.
This is MikeOMaraShow.com. I walked on the road.
That was perfect.
Oh, I didn't want to walk on the road.
Do that again.
There's a record?
It is, as we mentioned before, it is Friday, October 14, 2011, and we are well over 9.5 million downloads with one lone radio affiliate.
And here we are.
And still growing every day. Our show today is brought to you, ladies and gentlemen, by Encore Insurance Services. Even if you already have life insurance, you might be paying too much. Encore could be able to help you. For a free quote, do me a favor. They helped us so much, we'd love you to help them. SmartTerm.com, that's the website you want to go to. Two words, SmartTerm.com, or call 866-347-5748. They'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at SmartTerm.com. Oh, you're adding the smart term now?
We're here. I'm really excited.
Encore Insurance Service.
I haven't seen this happy since last time we were here.
Wow, I haven't seen Oscar awake since Ohio.
We're in his kingdom.
Makes me so sick to see that. It truly does. I hate it. But anyway, Encore Insurance Services.
Encore.
The official sponsor of TMOS Road Trip 2011.
Call
and
them.
Here we are. We are here on today's program. So much to cover. It's the drive halfway across America,
yes.
Including early Alzheimer's, RJ's kidney stones, states I love to hate. We blow off the state of Illinois. Who wins the stinky race? And, of course, Iowa anticipation as we get ready for 78,000 strong inside of Kinnick Stadium tomorrow.
Go Hawks.
Where I have to get the update from Tommy and find out whether or not Tommy's still a go for me doing the old conducting the Hawkeye marching band.
Yay!
I am so excited about that. What's the dress code? Can I just wear the same stuff I'd wear to the game, like jeans and a gold
to wear
pullover?
Pants.
Gold.
You'll meet the guy tonight. You should meet him tonight.
All right, we're going to meet him tonight.
Uh-huh. Kevin, and he'll let you know what you should wear.
Three-piece awesome. Suit.
Nice. I'm looking forward to three-piece suit. Because I really dressed down for this trip, as you can tell. A lot of hoodies.
I hadn't noticed.
A lot of hoodies. Thanks, Buzz. A lot of hoodies, and that's about it. So that's
well,
tomorrow.
I when I met you at the bus this morning, I said, how you doing? How'd you sleep? He said, oh, good. Little ripe.
Little ripe, absolutely. But when Steve was leaning over to adjust my board, I think I really discovered what the meaning of little ripe was.
Oh, yeah.
100%. Oh, don't give me an O.
The man's been up since 6 a.m.
Why don't you stop being a pain in the ass? Right. Why don't you stop being a little gadfly, troublemaker?
Gadfly. Sorry.
Troublemaker on the bonus show, troublemaker
I didn't
everywhere.
Lose anything.
And blissful sleep all the way across. Oh, yeah. He's
he
the sleeper.
Like
a baby,
he is
isn't
the sleep of all time.
I'm actually just catching up.
Why are you catching up?
Well, because I had a better sleep schedule this trip than I would at home. It's pretty amazing.
Really?
Yeah. I like it.
I'm going to go this way.
Good for you.
But why
yeah,
have
why not?
There's really no point.
Pretend like
I can
we're
barely
in a movie.
Hear myself either.
I know.
So
in any event, Oscar's probably won the award for sleeping across the country. The show started out, the RV started out in Manassas. We moved our way across to Pittsburgh, where we stopped at the Hofbrau House, which was
fantastic.
Absolutely amazing.
It was a blast.
We'll tell you about that. We had an incredible time and stayed a little later than we wanted to stay.
Uh-oh.
Well, the thing
just
is
a little bit later than we
Buzz,
wanted to
we
stay.
Couldn't talk Buzz into leaving.
Yeah,
I know. I
Buzz,
never want the night to end.
Buzz, let's start with that.
Let's examine that.
Let's
pick this apart.
Buzz, what's wrong with you?
Absolutely nothing.
Buzz, Buzz, this has been forever.
I've had this conversation before.
Let me just set it up,
all
though.
Right, yeah.
You are a man who enjoys life.
I do.
You're a hedonist. You you like the pleasures of life.
Yes.
You enjoy, but you really don't like to be out. It's become evident to me.
That's so
you
true.
Really, but in general, you are a watch checker when you're in a social situation.
He is.
You just and let me tell
checker.
You, Buzz. Uh-huh. I am a partier.
Yes,
I know how
a
to
die
go.
Hard.
I know how to go into a joint and have a great time.
Close
in
it down.
And I just
Buzz likes different kind of joints.
I don't understand with the watch checking. And we get up to Pittsburgh. Uh-huh. Yes,
yes,
we are running a little later.
Yes,
than
we're a little
scheduled.
Behind schedule.
Mm.
You've been great about keeping us on schedule and keeping time and and getting the locations where we're going to sack out.
Laying out
you've
a doable
for that,
itinerary.
But my question is, at the Hofbrau House,
yes.
At one point you came up to me and you pointed at your watch and you said, if we leave in 15 minutes, we're going to be able to make it to Cleveland by 11:15 or 11:30.
Well, you know what? I don't want to pile on, but I do have to add this to add color to the story. It's not so much that Buzz is a watch checker. Buzz was actually planning ahead to how late we're going to be if we do something in the future. And this is someone who really sweats the details.
I'm a man of the future.
If we leave in 15 minutes, we're going to be this late.
And,
right, exactly.
And I have, you have been to, we have socialized, God, right. I would say easily hundreds of times over the years.
Yes.
And you just seem to, you always want to go.
No,
and
see,
I've partied with people like you before.
The misinterpretation here, the disconnect, is that you think this is, that I've made this about me, when in fact, my concern, honestly, sincerely, was for you. I thought that you would, you know, you like the comfortable lifestyle. I thought you would like to be...
What do you mean? What does that mean?
I thought you'd like lifestyle. To be nestled into your hotel bed watching some TV.
No.
Nice reasonable try.
Hour. I am sitting in the Hofbräuhaus.
That would have been valid if you had not read the smiles on our faces that happened when we got within eyesight of the Hofbräuhaus. Because we just started smiling.
Yes, because, and it's simple, we're simple men. It's not difficult to explain.
Right.
We are smiling because we are sitting there with a bucket.
Yes.
I mean a bucket in
large.
A glass of beer.
Beer by the liter. It's
30
a
30 liters of beer.
Those were
it's
big
a beater.
Steins.
Yeah.
It's a beater. And we are sitting there and it's just I don't understand.
I think he was projecting. He wants to be in his home watching
no,
TV.
That's
you don't
what he
want
wants.
To be in your home.
No, you guys
TV.
Are doing the projecting here. I was just trying to keep us on schedule
projecting?
Because
we didn't
I considered that my job. Well, it became obvious you didn't want to leave. So I realized that. So I stopped trying.
Was it most obvious when he said F you?
No, I didn't say that. Buzz came over and said, if we leave in about 15 minutes, we'll be there by 11:30, or we'll be at 11:30.
And
I said, no.
Mike said, every time you look at your watch is going to delay our departure another 30 minutes.
Hey, that sounds like the way I parent.
Having glad-handed all the wonderful people who turned out to see us that night, I retired to the RV and propped my feet up.
Because you're antisocial.
No, I was done. You were done.
That's
done.
What it, now there it is. That's,
I was
see,
done.
So that's it. You
see,
weren't thinking about me. You were thinking about you.
No, but this goes back to our conversation long ago about how you never want the party to end, and
right?
I, on the other hand, see a point of diminishing return where you've had all the fun you know you're going to
no,
have.
Old fart. You don't have all the fun you're going to have. You don't have all the fart. You don't have all the fun you're going to have. It's
no,
not diminishing return.
No, I could see that I had all the fun I was going to have there, so I cut
course,
my losses.
And that's the problem we have.
I liked watching the third mug of beer diminishing.
I know.
It was diminishing at a rapid rate.
How many did you have at the Hofbräuhaus?
Well, I lost count, and I had 2 shots of Crown.
I had 2 shots of Jägermeister.
I had iced tea.
So you're saying...
There it is.
Diminishing return is saying hi to listeners, people that actually care what you do for a living, but you've had enough.
That.
The night's over for you. They want to hang out with
no,
you, but you want to go back to the
I hung with them.
You
I
got
a whole bunch.
Buzz could be a little nicer.
Yeah. Oh, you think?
In his own way.
Because that's been my rap over the years. What an a-hole.
I mean, you're good for 30 minutes, and then you roll.
It's like, Buzz, you would be talking to a listener, and the listener, you'll be having a good conversation, and he said, yeah, that's great. And you look at your watch. You look at your watch, which is, if I'm in any situation, and it's a pet peeve of mine, my wife and I actually have fights about it, too.
Yes.
If she looks at her watch and says, why are you checking your watch?
Right.
I always say that to somebody. Why are you checking your watch? Why are you checking your watch? Why are you checking your watch? Because it drives me insane.
Yeah.
Watch checking drives it.
I just,
and you
I
know
consider
what? Watch checking has its place.
Now, when you talk about diminishing returns, this is how I would describe diminishing returns.
All right.
Diminishing returns to me are... Is this party going to get better?
Right.
Right.
Or am I just going to get so sloppy that I'm going to really feel horrible the next day?
Exactly.
And I was already at that stage, and I think we all kind of collectively, probably within an hour of Buzz saying he wanted to go, we all thought, well, it's winding down.
As I said,
the listeners started leaving, and we decided to leave.
Yeah, as I said, there are times to check your watch. There was diminishing returns, for example, during last night's bonus show.
Yes, precisely. Absolutely.
How's that?
But you're going to enjoy that bonus show.
It's an ace. It's an acer.
It's pretty
really
good.
Hot sizzling.
Get ready for a fabulous game show today with a surprise twist at the end.
Oh, man, it's very clever at the end. It was like watching a surprise ending
pretty
of a murder
exciting.
Mystery.
Yeah. Speaking of diminishing returns,
yes.
I think that one rest stop had one or two diminishing returns at a certain point.
Yes, you're so skipping ahead on the list, but that is true. You're talking about, of course, early Alzheimer's.
Oh, you mean our diminishing return when we all had to diminish and return ourselves to Tiffin?
You know, I want to kind of bury that a little bit just because that is the – would it be safe to say, gentlemen, that is the high point of the trip so far?
Not for me.
Yeah. I had a different one.
Really? You had a different high point? What's yours?
Two words, big potty.
Yeah, and you know what? That relates to my highlight happened just moments ago. That of RJ and the Crispy Duck.
No. You know what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean,
so
really.
So much to talk about.
I know.
And the fact that we had music blaring right. and we were flying down the highway at all 80 miles an hour.
Let me get to Oscars first then, because the
okay.
fact is we
all
can
right.
do that before the break here, because
okay.
RJ has had some
issues?
Health issues
yeah.
on this
sadly.
Particular
yeah.
Trip. He's got some kidney stones uh-huh. that he's had all his life.
Yep.
And he's been wrestling with those.
He is the bathroom BB gun.
Let me ask you this, gentlemen. Did any of you expect me to do as much driving as I've done?
No.
You did a fine job.
I don't think it's a half of it, but I think I've done a third of it.
Yeah, I'd say that's about
at least 40%.
A third of... I've done 17.3%
that's how much
of the driving for this particular
and Mike,
trip.
The time that you were driving was a great one.
It was a great one. Oh, okay. Now, people of Coralville.
Yes.
People of Iowa City.
You're going to send out your feelers.
Hawkeye fans.
Uh-huh. Hawkeye Nation.
Right now, I have a crisp $20 bill for the first person that can come down here.
I'll kick in 22.
And that's 40. That price has gone up to 40?
Yeah.
Anybody else want to kick
in? I'll kick in too.
You'll get $42.
Not me,
$40. Buzz will not be kicking
again. What an
a-hole. Well, that's diminishing
returns.
Because he gave him a hard time at the beginning of the show. He's bitter. Understood. Steve Bridges?
Hey, I lost $20 on the butter.
What, is that $62?
$62.
Oh, my God. Now it's already, it has lapped the price. We need a DVD copy for the road trip back of the movie of our trip, Lost in America.
Yeah.
If you can acquire
Albert
somewhere
Brooks.
Within the city limits of Iowa,
yes.
Lost in America.
Need not be new.
Please come down to the KCJJ studios at 1616 Mockingbird Lane.
No. It's on Quarry Road, Mike. Right in the Iowa River Lane. Well,
845.
What's that?
Well, we're asking for things.
Yes.
A Godfather's Pizza?
A Godfather's Pizza. Now, hey, Steve. Steve Bridges. Steve or Tommy
Steve,
or Tom.
Buddy. Come here, buddy.
Or Billy or Bobby or Uncle Joe or Betty Boo. Steve Bridges, I got a question for you. Godfather's Pizza.
The headphones. Yeah.
All right. Godfather's Pizza has a chain around here.
Yeah, we've got a Godfather's.
So you got a Godfather's. We really have decided that if we really love the Godfather's Pizza, are they a sponsor?
Sometimes.
Oh, that might be troublesome.
No, that's fine.
Well, this
you don't care, do you?
This is about politics.
But this is about based on how much we enjoy our Godfather's Pizza.
Yeah.
We'll be whether or not this show. On this day, from this very studio, endorses Herman Cain.
And if you can get it for $9.99, that would be great.
Now, Steve, I'm a lifelong Democrat.
Yeah, me
and
too.
So endorsing this early in the campaign, a Republican presidential contender would be a milestone, a trailblaze, a whatever the hell you want. A pleat in your cape.
Black people make good pizza.
Jesus Christ.
Steve Bridges, 2012.
Yeah.
Black people make good
like
pizza.
Soboroff, yes.
That's pretty amazing. He's getting excited. Look at him looking around.
It's only 3.8 miles away. Did you know that?
He looks like a lost man in the cafeteria of an assisted living facility.
You know why he said that? He's sitting next to Rob.
I know. I know what maybe that's the bond.
Mm-hmm. I know they must
both
be praising
racist?
Me. So I
maybe
want
that's
allegedly.
The bond. So we need, but the most number one priority, $62 for the first person to come down here to the KCJJ studios with a DVD copy of Lost in
Remember,
America.
Remember, it need not be new, but it needs to be a factory
now,
made
now
copy.
See, there you go. There you go.
What
you already, I want it. I don't want it. I don't want it soiled.
How is it going to be soiled? It's not like you're getting old porn.
It's similar
do
to old
Do you want
porn.
The movie or do you not want the
if
movie?
If I have to settle for a used copy of Lost in America,
right.
I will take it. But, you know.
The copy you're going to get.
Let me ask you this, Rob.
It's going to be a great one.
Is it on DVD?
It is on
is
DVD.
It on is it on Blu-ray?
I don't think it's on Blu-ray.
Does it have a Browning element?
I don't. It's got a great Browning element.
We are. Here's
guess
the
who went movie shopping.
One of the great RV. Probably the definitive great
it
RV
is.
Movie of all time.
My favorite.
And we need to watch it on the way back.
We really do.
So we need
more
that.
Than once.
And also, I guess a couple of Godfather's pizzas.
Pepperoni.
Nice. Yeah.
No.
What?
Yes. Plain cheese.
No,
plain
because
cheese.
The thing is the Godfather puts the topping under the cheese.
The only way that you could get the flavor of the pizza is to experience the cheese pizza.
I've never tasted a cheese pizza.
A pepperoni. How about an Italian sausage?
Okay.
Okay. He'll put that under the cheese, too.
All right. Yeah, an Italian sausage, a cheese, and a pepperoni.
Right. And a movie.
And we need that copy of the movie.
Well, then F you.
As well. That is really. And you've never seen it, right, Oscar?
No, I've never seen it.
It's hilarious.
And so we really want to share it with
Oscar
the entire...
Oscar thought Albert Brooks directed Blazing Saddles.
That's true.
I just said I liked them Spaceballs.
Continuous moments like that on the trip as well.
I would say that overall,
and we haven't gotten to the RJ's Kidney Stones in detail yet.
No, I'm checking my watch.
We haven't gotten to the man who's just patiently waiting his execution, Mark Ronick, who really, you know, is the lead F-up of this. Really, probably, Buzz, you're the time master of this show.
Right.
How much time was Mark Ronick responsible for delaying us on this particular?
In truth, I know it seemed longer, but went to truth.
No, I wanted showbiz.
It was pretty close.
Someday I'll teach you that.
Pretty close to 2 hours.
2 hours.
You could have used those two hours.
Which two hours is fair?
2 hours we shouldn't have spent.
Did you know what he did last night?
Yes, I do.
You know he forgot it again too.
Yeah, I do.
All right, we have a credit card.
You're going to do this before the break.
We have a credit card that is responsible for everything on this trip.
Right.
That's paying for everything on this trip.
Diners Club.
Yes. That's right. And that's what this story is about.
Yeah.
We'll tell you more right after the break. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are live from the studios of KCJJ in Coralville, Iowa, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is live from KCJJ, and we are delighted to be here in Iowa after our 900-mile odyssey in an RV, and we've had a great time. I really think that I'm surprised that we've been getting along as well as we have been getting along.
This is going to change.
Let me ask RJ Diaz. RJ, the whole, you know, only,
relay it. What's the
only a little ways longer to broadcast, but I guess the headphones, these are what I have. We will not be fixing it. As you stand around,
he wants
like
to know about the headphone situation.
I have it here tested, Mike. I was ready to plug it in for you.
I was ready to plug it in for you. Let's wait till the end of the show. That'll be a good idea. Let's do it that way.
He can do that too.
I would love to
big
have a better level.
Doesn't it look like he's sweating?
Yeah, we didn't even mention Big Potty. We're going to talk about Mark Ronick first because I teased that.
Yes. Okay.
Mark Ronick is responsible for the company credit card, which is paying for our hotel, our gas, our incidentals, our food, and everything on the trip.
Right.
We go to
thousands
of incidentals. Combs.
Yes. Uh-huh. Oh, the toothbrush. You're still without a toothbrush.
Hankies. Yes, I am. Uh-huh. Hi. Oh. How are you? What are you doing, RJ?
RJ's bringing you a headphone amp.
See if that works. So, Mark is responsible for the credit card. Uh-huh.
Responsible is such a forgiving word.
A seemingly little problem, and I will kick it over to Buzz Burbank because he was there while I was in the RV, and he was an eyewitness to this little incident.
Now, in Mark's defense, I will say we had to run back and forth like 8 or 9 times between, and it was a great distance, surprisingly, between the pumps and the facility where you pay for the diesel fuel.
Just like in a bad whorehouse.
Which you have to do in advance.
What was the distance between Mark smoking a cigarette next to a diesel truck?
Let me interject here because this was a moment. Oscar and I observed this.
Right.
This was a moment where Mark just began to drift.
He spaced out a little bit. I mean, seriously, Mark has days where
he's absolutely. There are a million and one things. Mm-hmm. He'll call me 3 times after the
sharp
show.
As a tack,
he'll be
Mike.
In there. There'll be 50. And then there are days where he is in a freaking coma. And he was in one of these coma moments.
Before you get worked up, I want to remind you, we have no F8 today.
No, you
remember, we're live.
I won't cuss.
So be very careful.
You just
I
said
promise.
Frickin', you're good.
Frickin'.
Yeah. I know where he's at.
Hello, Mr. Powers. But I'm doing a frickin' radio show.
So seriously, they're like 2 blocks between the RV and the place where you pay for it. And there was some confusion over which pump was activated. So Mark had to make about 8 trips back and forth. But he did seem to be in a fog. He did seem to be a bit distracted.
Wow. Throw him under the bus ride on you. That's your friend.
You never know what side of the line Oscar's going to come down on. You know what? He is the variable.
The contrarian side. You know, he wakes up for this.
This, yeah.
Yeah, this
what
he
are you
wakes
doing,
up for.
RJ? What are you doing?
I'm waiting for you.
waiting for me. What? Don't say the F.
Yeah,
word.
And don't call attention to it either.
Jeez. So you were saying.
Meanwhile, yeah. Buzz and his frickin' story.
Mark was a little distracted, or so it seemed, anyway. And we were so eager to get out of there. It took so long to get the thing gassed up. We were so eager to get out of there. We pulled out of there and we got, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes down the road when Mark says, oh, we have to go back. I left the credit card.
Well, no, it's better than that. Mark's phone rings.
That's right. Well, you got a call because I left my business card.
Right.
With the nice
you
young woman.
You were hitting on
it
the lady
was an attractive
there.
Young lady right. at the cash register.
Yeah, hi.
So I gave her hi. I gave her my business card. Said, you know, call me later. But she yeah, that's right. And but she called the number on the card, and it was Mark's number, and he answered, and she said, we have your credit card.
Did we mention the fact, because I was digging around with my headphones here, did we mention the fact that that once we got rolling and Mark realized that he had left his credit card there, that it was going to be, what, 70 miles to the next exit where we could turn around?
Yeah,
and then
it is an expressway. There's not a lot of places
we
to
had
do
to
a
keep
U-turn.
Driving away.
How
from
many
where
miles
we left
did we
the
have
card?
Today? Because you were, Buzz, you were twitching
yeah, you were
out of your mind.
Oh,
and you're diminishing it because you were out of your
yeah, you
mind.
Were
I was, yeah.
Well, we're not going to get there now. That's it. It's official.
Why'd you do that, Mark? I wasn't sure we should have stopped in the first place. And then we stayed longer. We lounged around inside the store.
It was a beautiful stop,
and then we had trouble gassing up.
We didn't lounge around.
And then
we walked in and walked right out.
And then we got, I don't know, I said like 10, 15 minutes down the road before we realized. And by that time, we had to drive even further, like another 10 or 20 miles, to find an exit where we could turn around and go back.
I'm going to teach you the method of exaggeration.
Go back to the island.
It really felt like we had to drive for another 40 miles before we could even turn around.
Let's say 40.
And don't forget, we had to go another 15 miles.
It wasn't 10 or 20. Okay. Dick,
it was
40 miles. I remember it was an hour. It was an hour and a half before we even got back on the road again, pointing towards our original destination.
And remember,
you were going out of your mind about it. Then you go, well, it's about 10 or 20 miles.
And the way back, we couldn't get to the Tiffin rest stop,
so we had to go another 10 or 20.
Yeah,
miles.
Another 20 miles.
Right.
Past.
I was getting
to
that,
and it was all because of Mark.
Right, exactly.
So
I was very frustrated.
He had forgotten the company card at the gas station.
Well,
right.
Let's bring in the boy.
It sure is lucky that Buzz hit on that lady. Otherwise, they wouldn't have had Mark's number.
See?
What lady did he hit on?
Oh,
the cashier.
Reason that they were able to call Mark is because Buzz gave a card to the lady.
I left my business card with the young lady at
Hi.
The cash register.
Wow.
Hi.
Yeah. Yeah. Mark, it's your turn.
Yes.
Mark, would you like to explain? You've been, I will be honest with you, it's been fun being with you, but you've been
kind of aloof.
Your nose has been, yes. Your nose has been in that computer from the time we left until the time, you know, and it's just, you've seemed in a bit of a haze, and I'm worried about you. Not only did you lose the credit card at the Pilot rest stop, which was the most clean rest stop.
In Tiffin.
Right.
Just in Tiffin, Ohio.
I believe it was Tiffin, Ohio.
Was it Tiffin, Ohio?
Yeah.
But then at our next stop, which was our lunch stop in Notre Dame Country, South Bend, Indiana, at the Fiddler's Hearth, is that the name of the restaurant?
Yeah.
You left it again after all the crap we gave you, and you left it behind again. What is wrong with you?
Guess who's going new job shopping?
His new job is going to be a great one.
What is wrong?
Okay. I have no excuse for the second stop where I left. No excuse.
That's mighty big of you.
Bonehead move.
Yes.
The first time, what Buzz was trying to say is, I got flustered. It wasn't that I was just kind of in a daze. It's that we were struggling to get them to just get
it
the damn pump
yes.
on.
Yes.
And by the eighth time, literally, of going back and forth, I was just pissed. And then I must have just checked out in my mind. And that was it.
Hey, Rob, hit the gong.
Okay, hold on.
Just because I started tuning out.
Okay.
Just in general, when Mark tells the story. That's a great gong, isn't
it? Okay, now, this is, look, and I'm on Mark's side, actually.
With the original stop, I am too, because the original screw-up, because it was back and forth,
Buzz
going back and forth
so much
between the
for
pumps.
The record, but we're on Mark's side.
Right.
Anything's possible.
The reason I'm never on Buzz's side when he tells these stories and when I kick it over to him is because he will twitch and get upset, and he was as that was the closest thing outside of my relentless and steady yelling at RJ,
right.
Which really doesn't count because I do it every
day, and
I do it every 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Buzz, that
it validates RJ.
Was that not the one moment of the trip where somebody was legitimately pissed off at somebody else?
Like you had your panties in a wad.
And then and he comes, oh, it's 10 or 20 miles. It's not that big of a deal. But it was. You were Buzz. You were hot. You were upset.
I was hot. It was 10 or 20 miles, and then it was another 10 or 20 miles, and then it was another 10 or 20 miles to get back to the island, and that's what I didn't get
that's
to finish
exactly
there.
Right.
Yes.
That's
and
exactly
I was.
Right.
I was very steamy.
Well, it doesn't
because
count now.
Not only had we lost time at that unplanned stop, but then we lost an extra hour on top of that.
What clock are we on?
Well, Buzz, in fairness to Buzz, this is the same thing with the restaurant. He likes to be, he is
a
creature of schedule.
That's right.
He likes
that's why he has his dinner at 4:30.
You made a comment today.
That's a joke.
Yeah, we get in the RV today, and this is back to you again.
Right.
And I'm not. This is not pick on Buzz Day by any stretch of the imagination.
That's
but
tomorrow.
You
right?
get back. You get in the RV today, and you were gonna. And you were trying to get your news prepped for today's
show. Right. Because I'm very nervous about getting it right.
The word that you used was panic, and it made me realize that is you like your schedule. You like your regimen, you like it, and you don't like it to be disrupted. Would that be accurate?
Because I want my work done, and I want it done right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Just checking on
that.
So
that's how I guarantee that, is by allotting time for it.
So we understand you were twitchy about that.
And you know what? His twitchiness ended. One thing that he was very excited, he forgot to figure in the switch to Central Time.
Right.
So we actually gained an hour on the schedule on paper.
So to speak, yeah.
So yeah, that made it not so bad.
We were a little crispy.
That softened it a little.
Look, I'm trying to look out for the group. We'd had a long day. We need our rest. We want to be fresh.
Have I not told you that I appreciate the fact that you're doing all this?
Yes, you have. And I appreciate that.
Right. But I don't like your twitchiness. You know, I never have. I don't like that. I don't like that when you get twitchy. Like I'll ask you
One man's twitching is another man's action.
I'll say, hey Buzz, can I sit up front for a while? Or can you pick this up? And you'll get, well, I can, but I've got to.
Well, you want that because you want things right now, and sometimes things have to be
You're
moved.
Damn right, I want
sometimes
things right
have
now.
To be
right.
moved first.
Like, I want that Godfather's pizza right now.
He wants it now.
And what's the phone number here? I want to take phone calls here.
It is 319-358-1630.
319-358-1630, taking your live phone calls here at KCJJ. Why, you may ask? Well, I want to find out if anybody's really listening to this radio station.
Also at 1-800-McGrath-Auto.
What? That's not the phone number, sorry. Silly.
I hope they have fuses for the RV.
So you, fog boy,
Fog boy!
Are you going to be in a fog the rest of the trip?
No, not at all. I was just flustered. But I've come bearing gifts apologize
Very good.
No,
for
you're
my
good
mishap.
Man, Mark. Right. That'll happen to anybody.
Here, Buzz.
Very good.
Not at all.
So let's see what we have
I've never
here.
Done it.
Mark's opening a box.
You haven't
it looks like a wine box.
Absolutely
oh,
right.
Look at this.
Ooh.
Oh, yellow S.O.
That's
we are supposed to wear gold for yellow or gold for the Iowa Hawkeye game.
Because we're in section 130. It's a gold section.
And we have long sleeve S.A.D. shirts for tomorrow's show.
Who sent those?
And
that's awesome.
I had them done for us.
Oh, wow.
Oh, hey, what a guy.
Wow. Redeeming himself.
Right?
The only thing
very
that was
cool.
amazing is that Mark had forgotten that he'd ordered them. He was very surprised when they arrived.
Rob, I'm really concerned.
Why?
Because the phone's not ringing.
It'll ring.
You know what I'm
it's
really concerned about?
It's been ringing during the show.
Has it? I haven't heard it.
Mike. Faded yellow shirts is what I don't like. Faded yellow. Look how light that yellow is. It's
oh,
not even
oh, he's
yellow.
Complaining. You take that up with
you.
Oscar.
Did you look at the color swatch before you ordered those?
Now take that yellow shirt up to the Hawkeye. Yeah. Take it up to the Hawkeye bill mark and show Oscar Santana that is the perfect yellow.
That is the right color.
Look at that. That
look
is Hawkeye that. Yellow, right?
That
well,
is,
maybe
right.
maybe
it's
not quite.
It's a little light.
Take it up to that. All right, how about you take it up to the Hawkeye low? See if it matches up.
That's going to be worse.
You know, it's a shame because I wish Oscar was a little lighter.
Perfect. It's a match.
Here is the question I have.
358-1630.
This is the question I have for all of the listeners of this fine radio station.
Yeah.
What do we need to know about our very first Hawkeye football game?
Exactly.
What do we need to know tomorrow? What is there? I mean, I want to know the rituals. I want to know the tailgating habits.
Right.
I want to know what we need to do when we're in the stadium.
The etiquette.
Where we have to go.
Bathroom
who we
etiquette.
Have to see. Bathroom etiquette. And incidentally, is it permissible
Wes?
If the Hawkeyes score a touchdown, is it permissible to tongue kiss Tom Suter?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It's
that's what I want to know.
It's a tradition.
That's what his wife told me.
That's pretty hot.
That's exactly what I want to know for tomorrow. Now, as far as the show.
Yeah, when are we going to start that?
We were supposed to stop. My apologies go out to the people of Illinois. We were supposed to go. What was the restaurant we were supposed to go to in Joliet?
Chicago Street Pub.
Supposed to go to the Chicago Street Pub.
In Joliet.
And unfortunately, due to the delays caused by forgetfulness and our tardiness, we had to blow that
off. I tried to keep us on schedule.
We were beyond crispy onto crunchy at that point, too. You didn't want to meet us then.
No.
It was frustrating.
Come
because...
to a Hofbrauhaus and meet us.
Yeah.
There's the phone, Mark.
All right, now, I can't hear
Somebody get that.
Really? Well, it's ringing over here. You want me to grab
it? I'll say hello. Hello, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
Ooh, this is Allie. How are you?
Hi, Allie. How are you today?
I am great. Having a great time listening.
That's great. And we are delighted to be here in Iowa, and you are our first official call on the Mike O'Mara Show. Yes. And do you enjoy the show on KCJJ?
Absolutely.
Thank you. What are you wearing right now?
Sexy voice, yeah.
Ooh, pink pants and a black top.
Pink pants and a black top.
Like a good and plenty.
Are you going to the Hawkeyes game tomorrow?
No, I'm not local.
Oh, you're not? Where are you calling from?
Maryland.
Maryland, really? That doesn't count.
That's sweet,
hang up
though.
On her.
That's
thank you, baby. We love you. Thank you very
nice.
Much.
Yes, it sure
What's
is.
What's that?
I mean, they could go back home and meet her. Nothing.
Nothing, he said.
He's just pleased she was listening.
All right.
Someone else on the phone, Mike.
KCJJ, AM 1630, the Captain Mike and Robbie Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is Tim from Iowa City.
Hey, how you doing, Tim? You going to the game tomorrow?
I don't plan to go to the game, but I do plan to come to the tailgate.
Nice. Oh, you rock.
That's the way to do it.
Are you wearing pink
let me,
pants and
let me
black
get this
top?
Plug. I got to do this because I want to make sure. Yeah. He's not. Are you wearing pink pants and a black top? Oscar wants to know.
No.
We are going to be in the north parking lot of Kinnick Stadium.
Right by the rec center.
Near the rec center and the black bus.
We are the only bus in the entire north lot. Just look for it. You'll see us.
Come by and we'll put you on the show and we'll have our big Mike O'Mara Show signs that we just had made specifically for this trip. We have a brand new PA system we're debuting for this trip, so you'll be able to hear us. I hope, the one thing I don't want.
What?
I just don't want the security guard that comes around, excuse me, you're going to need to turn that down.
You know what? But it's Iowa, so it would be, excuse me, I don't mean to be a problem. Would it be okay if you turned it down? Do you remember the security guard?
And then collectively we all go, F
you! Remember the security guard in Tiffin?
Yeah.
He said, hey, are you videotaping?
The guy that looked like Dexter Morgan?
That's the guy!
Yes. Well, sir, we hope you enjoy the tailgate show tomorrow, starting at 3 o'clock local time. Come out, bring your neighbors, bring your friends, okay?
Okay.
Thanks so much for the phone
Tim.
Call.
Bye. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, I like taking
calls. Nice. Low energy, Tim.
Yeah. Well, you heard the calls on Captain Steve and Tommy. It's kind of a low
mellow.
Energy.
Yeah,
well, I just like when they're audible.
That's the way it goes. So let's take another phone call. This is fun. KCJJ, Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, who's this?
This is OB.
OB, where are you calling from, OB?
Virginia.
Anyone in Iowa listening to the program?
That's what I'm curious about. Anyone in Iowa? What?
I was trying to rent an RV and follow you guys.
You were? I'm so glad you didn't. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
How'd that
now, why
out?
Did you say that? You didn't want me to hang up?
No, I remember OB came out to our golf tournament. He was a very nice guy.
Oh, very nice
guy. I'm down with OB.
Well, we got lots of calls.
We had no way of knowing that.
Hello, KCJJ, AM 1630. This is the Mike, Rob, Oscar, Buzz, Mark, RJ Show.
The Breakfast Flakes.
Hi, how are you? Who's this?
Welcome to the greater Iowa City, Coralville area.
Thank you so much. What's your name, my friend?
My name is Barry.
Barry, what can we do for you today?
Hi, Barry.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We are doing beautifully. How do we sound? Do we sound okay?
Hey, you guys are sounding great.
How you doing?
We don't sound too testy, do we?
No, you sound... You guys are... You're in play. I like it. You're good.
All right, I like that. We're in play.
You know what? That's really non-committal. What does it mean?
See, I love this caller, and you don't.
No, I just don't know what it means.
You're going to get on his ass, and I love this guy.
What does it mean that we're in play?
I think it sounds good, and it sounds like we're hip and we're cool. Yeah.
He might be calling us Stains. I don't know.
Are you on your way to Godfather's Pizza or what?
I'm right by there, but I'm not going to deliver for you guys. Sorry.
All right, now Mike loves the call.
Thank you very much. No, I'm fine with this guy. Have a great day. Thanks for the welcome call.
Hey, wait a second. 1 second. I do have an
issue
with
Rob. I'm going to control everything. Hey.
Rob hates this guy.
I'd like a time and weather check.
A time and weather check? Okay, the time is approximately 5 minutes before the big hour of 1 o'clock, Coralville time. The weather, partly cloudy, temperatures in the mid to upper 60s.
High of 64.
High of 64.
Tonight, mostly.
Brought to you by McGrathAuto.com.
No.
What?
It's the touchless auto wash, Mike.
Well, now Rob loves him again because it's inside. Hang up on this effer. Thank you very
you mean
much.
Rob?
Rob Spiewak. He loves the inside humor. All right, did I get it all in here? All right, we'll take this call, and then so. I'll see if I got to everything. Oh, no, there's two things.
RJ, yes.
Hello, Casey JJ. You're on the radio. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Iowa.
Great to be here in Coralville. Great to be here for the Hawkeyes. Great to be here in general. We're having a fantastic road trip.
So you're wanting to know traditions and stuff for tailgating.
Amen, brother. Let me know.
All right. Well, obviously, this is one of the biggest ones. If the Hawkeyes win the game tomorrow, you guys have to learn the In Heaven There Is No Beer song.
Okay. In Heaven There Is No Beer. That's why we drink it here. That one?
Yeah,
we know that.
Oh, I like that. I like that a lot.
Yes, that's a beautiful song. And one of our greatest traditions got taken away from us this year because of the a-holes in Iowa City. We used to have this thing called the Magic Bus. Had this big bus that was sitting behind a house over on Melrose Avenue where you guys are going to be over by tomorrow.
Okay.
Too much of the Magic Bus.
They had a huge tradition. You go over there, you pay $10, all the beer you can drink all freaking day. I mean, you can just get completely hammered. They'd have a big band up there playing all day. You know, TVs to watch the games all day if you weren't going to the game. I mean, it was great.
I'm getting psyched already. Yeah, I like this. It's going to be awesome. I like these phone calls.
I thought the Magic busted afternoons here at KCJJ at one point.
That's Magic Christian.
Magic, rest in
too
peace.
Soon?
Yeah.
Too soon?
No.
Thank you. We'll check it out, but Heaven There Ain't No Beer. That's good. Sorry. Hey, okay, before we get to it, we got the Lost in America. I got that.
Yes.
Okay.
It was a great one.
This is the story that we have to
yes.
We have to finish with.
Hide the children.
Now, I forgot that we can't, like, mute the phones, right?
No.
So when the phones are
no.
Here we go. Let me bring up
you
my
have your replay. Too loud.
This is the story of RJ Diaz. He laid this on us about 5 minutes outside of Coralville.
Yes.
We had no idea.
Also known as Big Potty.
I don't know where this came from. I kick it over to Rob Spiewak because he was paying attention to the story. I was not.
Well, yeah, you were zoned out a little bit. We were blaring music, having a great time because we actually were in KCJJ land.
Yes,
this was
right.
Great. And I don't know what started this. RJ and I had been talking a lot because he'd been walking me through using his computer. And I said, hey, and, you know, going back, everything's going great. He says, hey, Rob, this is something I got to tell you. I know, because we were talking about my kids.
Right.
And something stupid that Robert
I remember.
Did. Yeah.
I hope one day that we can put to Coralville and the kids can go to Iowa State.
You're fun, Oscar.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That's pretty much it.
I love it.
But then it got to remember, Robert left the fridge open last night.
Right.
And we were talking about stupid things kids do.
Stupid yeah. things kids do, and then he just volunteered
yeah,
this,
he's
right?
Driving, and this is how I get it, because he's up front, so it's loud. So he's like, yeah, Rob, I wanted to tell you something. And he's looking over his shoulder. He said, because I did this when I was little. I think you'll appreciate it.
When I was a young boy.
Yeah, when I was a kid.
Mr. O'Mara.
I found a baby duck. I saw it hatch out of an egg.
And I threw it into the fire.
I picked it up and threw it in a fire.
I threw it into the fire.
Baby.
Three.
You did to three ducks?
No.
He killed
no, he was 3 years old.
Oh, okay.
When he threw the live baby duck into the fire.
Robert never did that. I mean, and Robert's a pretty bad
yet.
Kid. Yeah. Robert used to flush batteries, but he never killed wildlife. And then as I looked at Mike, and Mike, I think you heard it, but it didn't register.
He said it so nonchalantly.
He yeah. said he threw a little baby duck
right.
into the fire.
It was just out of its shell. It was just out of the egg.
Mm-hmm. What the hell is wrong with you, you psychopath?
I don't know, Mike.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
I know, right?
It
Jeffrey
haunts him.
Effing Dahmer.
It haunts him to this day.
And you threw it. Take a call. It's driving me nuts, Rob. Hello. AM 1630 KCJJ. Hello, who's this?
Hello?
Turn your radio
Turn
down.
Your radio down, please.
Or up.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
This is Justin from Burlington, Iowa.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it, Justin. Let's take another call. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's Justin, Mike.
You learned that early, baby DJs.
I know that guy, Justin. He types in capital letters, if you know what I mean.
Does he
All
really?
Capital That's, letters, yeah.
So any defense or just a stupid it's not even stupid kid
three.
Stuff.
Yeah.
You were three?
I was 3 years old. I don't even remember doing it. This was my parents telling me about it.
Oh, really?
So that's
he
why
blacked it out. He blocked
when
it.
When we were talking about kids and their doings.
Said you threw a baby duck into the fire.
It was just hatched, Mike. Jesus.
Really? Wow. Did you eat it?
I ran away.
Hey, you know what?
He was horrified.
When animals are first born, aren't they wet?
Yeah.
Did that make it take a long time to burn?
Probably sizzled.
Sizzled,
like to put the fire out, maybe?
That is nasty. Let's get our pizza yet. Let's take another phone call. AM 1630 KCJJ, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, who's this?
This is Mark from North Liberty. Welcome back to Iowa, Mike.
Great to be here, Mark. What can we do for you on this fine Friday afternoon?
Well, a couple of Iowa traditions that you might enjoy. There's a big statue of Niall Kinnick, who is the only Heisman Trophy winner from the university that you want to get your picture taken by.
1933, baby.
Go Hawks!
And then there's also the big ass turkey legs, which are tasty, tasty, tasty.
Oh man, like I'm those. All about it.
Like those.
I am all about it. The only thing that would taste better than a big ass turkey leg would be Oscar Santana.
Oh, do you know what? A big ass duck leg for RJ.
No.
Wrong. It was going to be Godfather's Pizza.
I've given up. You know what I heard about those big turkey legs? Huh? After I went to the Renaissance Fair, you know what I heard about those big turkey legs?
What?
That they're not actually from turkeys. They're from emus.
I got to go big
no,
potty.
That's what I heard. No way. That's one of your pothead friends that told you
probably.
That. Those are turkey legs.
All right. I'd like somebody to back me
the
up on that.
The ones at the Renaissance Fair.
I would be very surprised.
Emu legs.
Emus.
Actually, Mike, the truth is the ones at the Renaissance Fair are not turkey legs. They're legs of fat chicks.
Let's take another call. We get a break.
Hello.
AM 1630 KCJJ. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
I'm Donnie.
Donnie. How you doing, Donnie?
Pretty good. Had fun.
What can we do for you? Hey, I found Tommy Lang's back scratcher.
Oh, how's it smell?
Hold on.
Ew.
Oh. Oh, man. It smells kind of like a combination of almonds.
Almonds. Sweaty balls.
Jeez.
The lotion he uses.
It smells like a Ben and Jerry's ice cream product.
You know, you don't have to just use it on your back. You can scratch anything.
That's true. I taint going to go there, Rob. I taint going to argue with you. Let's say, what do you want?
Caller's on the line.
What do you need, caller?
What do you need?
I'm just calling to see if you guys brought any extra S&D shirts.
Oh, Mike, not there.
We've got some faded yellow ones you might want to have.
Mike, if you scratch there.
Stop sniffing that.
It's been a long road trip.
If you scratch there, it might move.
All right. I'm sorry, caller. We're not behaving well.
He said
well.
He wanted some T-shirts. Oh, no, I said okay. We had some faded yellow ones for
hey,
him.
Hey, do you want how many S&D T-shirts do we have?
We have 4 or 5 extras.
Mm-hmm. So when you come to our broadcast, are you going to come to our broadcast tomorrow?
I'm trying to get there.
Okay, what kind of answer is that?
We
need to live in
there.
The now. Donnie, here's the deal. Hot Godfather's Pizza equals S&D T-shirt. Get here now.
Yeah,
get
absolutely.
Here now.
All right, Donnie, we got to run.
Okay.
So do you.
And incidentally, it's one line right here at 1630.
That's it.
Uh-huh. Only one line. What's the phone number again?
It is area code 319-358-1630.
Area code 319-358-1630, KCJJ. Very exciting. We were going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to take more of your phone calls. Also, it's Rob's Magic Oscar audio vault.
My Magic Oscar vault.
And also, we're still
somebody
looking for...
Somebody with big hands just walked by the
window. Lost in America, and we are looking for our Godfather's Pizza. Come on, Coraville.
Yeah, get your ass in gear.
We'll take a break. Come right back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. And this is the taped version. We are going to be, we normally do this at 5 o'clock on KCJJ. So when you hear me come back after the music starts, that would indicate that we're making room for the break, which would normally be.
Right.
I don't understand why we even take breaks, though, if we're not going to be playing this. Are they going to be playing this later?
I think they will rerun it. And don't
forget. They're going to rerun this at 5 o'clock?
Don't forget, this is all future best of.
Oh, that's right. Absolutely. This is gold, Jerry.
Solid gold.
100%
gold.
In 15 minutes, this show will be 3 hours late.
That's wonderful. I am looking forward to that.
Is it too much to rank your LVPs and your MVPs from lowest to greatest?
For the trip, you mean?
For your trip so far.
So far?
Yes, just for your from your perspective.
Like the most valueless person on the trip?
Yeah. And then two, the most valuable person.
Boy, that is hard.
Right?
You know what?
Yeah.
Because I've...
It's early, though. It's
and
also
I'm gonna,
early.
And you know how much I hate it, but I am going to end up saying something nice. I'm going to say... Well, obviously, least valuable player is Mark Ronick.
Right now it is.
Really. And that's not just because of forgetting the thing. That's because of just... You know, nose in his computer screen the whole time.
Aloof.
The whole time. Working, yeah, but I don't care. It doesn't matter.
Do you need to proceed? Because obviously Oscar just got what he wanted.
Right, yeah, that's it. You're done.
No, please continue.
Next is probably, because I've done more driving than I wanted to, next would probably be RJ Diaz.
Yeah. Wow, even though last night he played through the pain?
You know, and he also got us all set up, and he is valuable, yes. So we have to do the show. But I'm just talking about my valuable to me as a human being.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So we're ranking overall lives.
Overall.
Yeah. Right, so this is like the senior superlative I hate in the yearbook, best all around.
Then we have Oscar Santana.
Yeah, in the middle, baby.
Oscar Santana.
Strong C work.
Sleeping a lot. But amusing, you know. Then we have
But he loves, he also snug a bug with pillows. There's been pillows between his legs.
Then we have Rob Spiewak. I was going to say Buzz, but then we have Rob Spiewak just in general amusing Rob on a road trip. No one.
Yeah.
You have to have a Rob.
Buzz is better than all of us?
Buzz has been responsible for getting RJ to where he needs to be. Buzz has been responsible for getting the hotels along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, and even though he's twitchy and he pisses me off on a daily basis, and he knows that,
good general.
He so far on this trip has to be our MVP so far.
Well, hold on. You left out one person who's obviously at number one.
Who?
You.
Well, I don't count if I'm ranking them.
You count.
Thanks so
much.
Mike O'Mara, number one.
Thank you.
Mike O'Mara, number one.
We are here live at, what is the address down here, Rob? Because I want to get that pizza.
845 Quarry Street.
I will feel it a personal failure
right
in the hour we have not gotten our Lost in America or our Godfather's pizza.
$62 for the video.
Is it the recession?
845 Quarry Road.
If you can bring us a copy of Lost America, you're going to get $62 cash.
It's not the recession. It's the relevance of the movie you're talking about.
It's a difficult. That's why we're looking for it. It's a difficult pull.
It is hard to find.
It's hard to find. Yeah. Where's Ronick going? There he goes. He's drifting off again.
There's a computer over there. He wants to look at it.
Is it a computer screen that he wants to put his schnoz in?
Computers make him horny.
He knows he walked over there. He just can't remember why.
Very good. Let's open up the audio vault for Friday.
Jeez, the vault is huge in Iowa.
Incidentally, is my replay number 6 working, Rob?
Play something.
He is.
I don't think it's working.
Do you have your level up?
It's not there.
Is it in program?
It was working when we started.
Yes.
Because we tested it.
All right, we have the three microphones
like
in here.
Like our MVP.
Then we have wait, maybe I have to press it.
Might have pushed a button.
Steve, can you come and do tech support?
Hey, let's take a call while we're doing
that.
Let's
do that.
Hello, KCJJ.
Hey, this is Jeff.
Where are you calling from, Jeff?
I would say this is the sewer man.
Oh, hey, sewer man.
Sewer man.
How are you, sewer man? What can we do?
Hey,
sewer man, I talk, you talk, sewer man. I talk, you talk. That's the way it works. What can we do for you?
How long has it been since you were here?
A year and change.
Over a year, probably a year and 2 months.
It was July the last time we were here.
A year and 4 months.
A year and 4 months.
Okay, if you're out and about,
yeah,
and you see a lot of half Hispanic children just lingering on the crowd.
What?
Oscar.
Yeah, yes. It's true.
Oh, they're mine?
Yeah.
Oh, I've always wanted to be a dad.
All right.
Papa.
Thanks. Lose that guy. So long, sewer man.
Sewer man.
What a pleasure.
I was wondering about that.
All right, so let's open up the audio vault and see what we got today, Rob.
All right, we start with Charles Barkley posted a video on his website just to explain the things that make Charles Barkley tick. Is there anyone more entertaining in the world of pro sports than Charles Barkley?
He's a man who speaks his mind, and he's always a pleasure to
listen
to.
A horny man, too.
He is. He doesn't like Facebook, and he doesn't like TiVo. Sir Charles, why?
No, Facebook. I'm not trying to keep up with people from my past. I'm running from them. I don't Facebook. I don't Twitter. I don't even TiVo. You know, TiVo to me, something has already happened. I don't want to go back and look at it if I know it's already happened.
Wow.
And that's what reruns are for.
Thank you, Charles. Sir Charles, very
that's
good.
That's a man that's had one too many Godfather's pizza.
But also, Mike.
Yeah, not like us.
He doesn't.
We haven't had any.
He doesn't tweet. Charles Barkley does not tweet.
I do not tweet. Tweet is for losers.
Oh, my.
I quote him, tweet is for losers.
Tweet is for losers.
And what I mean by that, if you wake up in the morning and you're worried about what I'm doing, you're a damn idiot. You are a damn idiot.
He's right about that.
Hey, let me catch up on sponsorships here.
Please.
I should mention to you that Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by iConfidential.com.
Woo!
With $1 million coverage and the same security as your bank, iConfidential is the safe way to organize, access, and share your documents, pictures, and music anywhere. I love that phone ringing in the background.
You want to hear what they have to say?
Use the code TMOS to get the first month free. After that, just $7.95 a month. That includes your own 40 gig of organized storage. Now have all your important files available on demand with iConfidential. iConfidential.com. Click their ad on our website. Our show is also brought to you by Wait Not.
Yes.
Tab Patterson is here from Kentucky.
I know.
Well, a wonderful supporter of the show.
Part of him is here.
And Tab is a different human being.
How many pounds, Tab?
How many pounds?
55.
55 pounds.
Looking congratulations. Good.
Tab, life-changing as far as you're concerned, Tab. Yeah, say a few words about Wait
Please.
Not. They're a fine sponsor of the show.
55 pounds in how long?
Well, it's been 12 weeks. I got to be honest, it's changed my life. I feel better. I feel healthy. I feel 20 years younger.
Oh, you look great.
You look great.
Doing, I would do it over and over and over again. Get on this program.
Wow. Yeah, it really
if he does
is
it
worth
three
it.
More times, he's going to disappear. So don't do it again.
855 Wait Not, 855-934-4486, waitnot.com. Paul and all the great people over there, they really do help you through it. If you reach any kind of roadblock, they can hold your hand
they
and get
that.
You through this program. And it's the best one out there, Rapid Healthy Weight Loss, which you just don't see those two words mentioned in the same sentence.
Great time to get on Wait Not Too, Mike.
Yes.
Because of the peanut butter shortage.
Absolutely.
Listen to what's going to happen. Do you like the peanut butter?
I love the peanut butter.
Oh, well, you got a bad few months ahead of you.
That's
right. Peanut butter is about to go up in price big time. The extreme heat and drought in the South has not been good for peanut crops. Today, companies including Smucker's and Kraft were warning they're going to have to raise peanut butter prices 30 to 40% next month. Consumers can buy it now to save later on. This goes for a lot of different peanut products.
Do you think that's peanut terrorism? Do you think they're saying that to drive sales up now?
I don't know, but let's take another call. Hello, AM 1630 KCJJ. Who's this?
Hey, this is the pizza guy from Davenport, Iowa. You guys need to go ahead and order yourselves a something better than that.
We'll take whatever you got, sir. Just bring it down here, for God's sake.
Oscar's starving.
Sorry.
Can I add something? This just in from Mark Ronick. There is a bonus show shortage going on at TMOS. If you do not order by the end of the month, the price will go up.
40%.
Yes. 40%.
Very good, Mark. I like that one. That's good stuff. All right, Rob, what else do we have?
I know we were on the road, so we probably didn't get a chance to watch Jersey Shore last night.
Oh, I always love to watch
it. It's always a contest to find the classiest girl on. Right now, the award goes to Dina, who wants to, in her words, do sex. She wants to do sex with Paulie.
I see the condition that Dina's in. I myself am in trouble.
Paulie, do you want to have sex?
Oh, my gosh.
I can't.
He's on his period.
Because then you'll break up with me from friends.
No.
Yes, you will.
No, I won't.
You're going to have all kinds of crazy feelings. I know how girls get.
No.
Yes, sir.
Vinny and Nicole have done sex, and they're so cool. So why can't Paulie do sex and be cool? I think I'm pretty, you know? Listen, I am a good... Tina!
Oh!
And I have no shame?
No,
she is slime.
I only do sex with the guys that I actually care about.
She only does sex with guys she cares
God,
about.
God, she is a pig.
More about them later.
Boy, that is seriously, you could listen to that on the radio and get herpes.
All right, Mike, good news. You like top 40 music.
I love top 40.
Well, they're remaking one of your favorite movies, and it's hitting theaters today. I know you had a chance to play this one a couple times when you were a disc jockey.
You know, for whatever reason, I was thinking about this. I was thinking about Kevin Bacon, John Lithgow.
Yeah, I love Bacon.
Thinking about Kenny Loggins, thinking about fantastic songs that came back in the 80s.
Right.
Yeah, Footloose, fantastic. So who's going to star in it this time?
I don't know any of the people who are in it, but I do know that the song is being remade by country heartthrob Blake Shelton. And here's the good news. Kenny Loggins has issued a statement. When's the last time anyone's been able to say those words?
Right.
Kenny Loggins has issued a statement. He approves of this song.
Ah, wow. All right, so this is the intro to it.
Yeah, it's you know what happened is they're going middle America. They've turned into a country record.
Oh.
So I don't know if it's going to be a country-flavored soundtrack or not.
I would assume so.
But this would have played well back when you were a country PD, Mike.
All right, well, let's listen to it. Blake Shelton on KCJJ.
So hard, I'm punching my car. 8 hours for what? Oh, tell me what I got.
My number six replay ain't on.
Can't blow it up.
Ain't.
It ain't on.
Boom!
So how do I do? I guess I just...
There you go. Well, anyway, that's the Blake Shelton. This one comes by
Nothing's
request.
On now. God, none of my machines are on. What's going on?
None of your machines?
All right.
I actually kind of liked it.
Kaboom.
All right, nothing's working.
That sounds like the theme to Monday Night working? Football.
I heard the saw.
You did?
Was that the saw? What? Ride your levels, because I heard it.
Ride them. Nope.
It's there a little bit.
Maybe you have to push his level up for that.
Well, no, because then everything's on the same. Your mics would be screaming.
I just feel like something's going to explode with noise in a second here.
This little girl, this is very cute, and Oscar actually hipped me to this. This little girl is being surprised by her mom that they're going to Disney World.
Hey, before we do that, can we take a phone call?
We can.
AM 1630 KCJJ. Oh, no one on the line. I don't like the hang-up.
No one on the line.
I don't like the hang-up.
So this is Lily. She's 3, I believe, and this is how they revealed the fact that they're going on vacation to Disneyland. Forgive me. She said Disneyland.
You could go anywhere. Where would you want to go?
Disney.
Why don't we go?
Okay, let's go.
Now. Today. Okay. I'm being serious.
We going?
We're leaving today to go to Disneyland.
Are you joking?
No, I'm not joking.
Are we dead?
Yes, we're going.
She cries.
So happy. I love it. I don't want to kick tears of...
Are you excited?
Wow, that is cool.
I love it when kids react that way. That's fantastic.
The other reason she's crying is that they used a hat pin.
They used a hat pin in her thigh.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the sound you make when you get sex.
That's it. Yeah. And I also read that sign that we saw on the highway. Talk about that in the bonus show. Mike, remember the Jerry Lewis?
Jesus.
Yeah, it works now.
Do you remember the Jerry Lewis goat?
The Jerry Lewis
I'm
goat.
I'm sorry. I'm just dealing with RJ.
Can we answer the phone while we deal with
that? Yeah, let's answer the phone. AM 1630 KCJJ, you're on the radio. Hello.
Yes, I'm going to be coming there with a large sausage pizza from Godfather's.
Yeah! Are you telling the truth, or are you calling from Tennessee or something like that?
No, this is Donnie again.
Oh, this is Donnie?
Oh, Donnie's actually coming.
Yeah. All right, Donnie, when are you going to make it down here? We've only got a few more minutes left in the show.
Well, I'm coming from West Liberty, so probably 45 minutes here. They're making the pizza as we speak.
They're making the pizza. We'll wait for you, Donnie.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Donnie.
God bless you. Thanks so much.
See
we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Do you remember the Jerry Lewis goat?
The Jerry Lewis goat? No, I do not.
It was a goat that sounded like Jerry Lewis, and I thought that was kind of a stretch, but Jerry Lewis goat 2.0, Mike.
Very good.
This goat genuinely sounds like Jerry, and it's also got a bonus. You can see this at our YouTube page.
Okay.
It's got two classy chicks that keep focusing on his testicles. So they enjoy the fact that this goat is extraordinarily gifted,
right.
But also the goat sounds just like the great Jerry Lewis. Jerry Lewis.
Let's listen.
Yes, right here. Jerry Lewis. The Jerry Lewis goat on your radio station.
What? I don't know, dude. What? What? I don't know. Here.
What? 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 What?
That is a great sound.
Oh, my God.
All right, that's enough of that.
All right, time for one more?
Time for one more before we take a break, and then we're going to get buzzed with the news because he worked damn hard on it.
I close with a little topicality. Jimmy Kimmel's warning about the release of the new iPhone. I love Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, good,
here
yeah.
he is. That broke yesterday, right, Oscar?
Yes.
So here's Jimmy Kimmel's reaction to the new 4S.
The new iPhone 4S comes out tomorrow. If you're not already standing in line outside an Apple store, it's too late. You missed it. But the line for the iPhone 5 next year starts up on Monday, so you can get in that. Pre-orders for the iPhone are already sold out. You know, you watch TV and they say our economy is on life support, but if we can afford to pay $400 for a phone whose main difference appears to be that there's a letter S on it, how bad could things be? The new iPhone does have a program called Siri, which responds to verbal commands. You ask it a question and it gives you an answer, which that'll be. How long do you think it'll be before the iPhone realizes it's being commanded by idiots and destroys us? 8 weeks, right?
That is your magic football. Thank you
Mike. Very much, Rob. We'll take a break. Come back with Buzz's news. Now everybody, have you heard? Welcome back to MikeOMara'sShow.com, everybody. We are live from the studios of KCJJ AM 1630 in scenic, beautiful Coralville, Iowa. We are here for the Iowa Hawkeyes Northwestern game tomorrow night at Kinnick Stadium, and we will be doing another podcast and a live show tomorrow at 3 o'clock. We are going to be in the north parking lot right next to the bus, the black bus, and right next to the rec center.
Come find us. We're the only bus in the parking lot, and we'll be having lots of fun.
Starting at 3 o'clock local time, I also want to give a plug for my roast that is coming up back in D.C. It is the National Capital Chapter of the National MS Society. That's the third annual Halloweeny Roast, a fundraiser to raise money for National MS. And I will be roasted by Mr. Rob Spiewak.
I plan to be there.
And also Lowell Melser, TV's Lowell Melser.
Television.
And Tony Perkins from Channel 5 in Washington, D.C. And it should be a lot of fun. You can get information by calling the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. And they'll have more details.
A few tickets are still available if you act now.
All right, very good. Check that out. And now it's time for Mr. Buzz Burbank and the news. Let's get that on right away. Take it away, Buzz Burbank.
Thank you. We're brought to you today by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. Check out Amazon for everything Halloween, from costumes to decorations to trick-or-treat candy. And for you late downloaders and early shoppers, it's not too late for Christmas. Happy Halloween, and thank you for shopping at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Can I tell you something about Amazon? If you want a full PA system for your radio show and you decide you want to do it on Tuesday, you can have it ready to go on Thursday.
Now, as Buzz does the news, yes. I'm just going to play with my
my replay machine.
Oh,
yeah, you want to get those machine levels right now that the show's beginning.
I'm going to do that. Oh, I think I figured
we'll
it out.
Ready for next time. Hey. Oh, congratulations.
How about that?
Mike?
Wow. How about that, ladies and gentlemen?
Good 45 minutes into the
thank
show.
Thank you very much.
That yeah sounds like that answer was extremely right.
Yes, a team of brilliant engineering. See the way I did that?
Yeah, good
see
job.
See, there you
an
go.
Ugly yeah confrontation between police.
Is your stone bothering you again? Okay, good. All right, go ahead. Ugly confrontation.
Looked like he
go
was
ahead
sweating. Yeah, it was avoided. One between the police and the Occupy Wall Street protesters this morning when officials backed off their plan to clear the park, clear everybody out of the park. Officials said they only wanted to clean the park temporarily so they could hose it down with power washers. Protesters
the
worried.
The whole park?
Yeah, the whole park. With everybody out washers so we can power wash it. And the protesters, of course, worried that this was just a trick to get them out of the park and to keep them out. When protesters heard about this plan, they brought in more demonstrators and formed a human chain. But protesters in Denver and San Diego are getting their orders to vacate as well. These demonstrations have gone on for a month now with no sign of letting up.
When we get to Kinnick, can we form a human chain?
Yes. Well, and we need some women in it, though.
That's right. Well, that'd be better than
I'm sorry. That's a train.
No, and it's also a centipede. We don't want to do that.
Yeah, a human centipede.
We never mentioned human centipede. Centipede 2 has come out.
I know. I didn't have anything from the soundtrack. That's why I played football.
How about this? They say it's grosser than Human Centipede 1.
And they say they're working on a Human Centipede 3.
Really?
Well. This is going to go on.
Somebody's
for a
brought
while
presents, oh I think.
Oh, hey, we got nice some
hey
stuff.
Hey, it's Oscar
in
and he's focused.
I like that. I can't. They got a big picture window here, and I don't have the concentration powers not to pay attention to it. Go ahead, Buzz.
After President Obama challenged Republicans yesterday to come up with a jobs plan of their own, they did. The plan put forth by House Speaker John Boehner calls for a balanced budget amendment, more offshore oil drilling, which is not what's making Rob laugh, and
no,
a rollback.
I think drilling is funny.
And a rollback of the government regulations aimed at preventing another greed-induced collapse of Wall Street. It also, this Republican plan, calls for a repeal of health care reform, which Republicans say is a job killer, even though much of it hasn't taken effect yet.
Let's take this phone call. All hello, right. AM 1630, KCJJ.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, who's this?
This is Todd.
Todd, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Iowa City.
Iowa City, Iowa. Great to hear you, Todd. Are you coming to the game tomorrow?
Well, unfortunately.
Yes, unfortunately. Thanks for the call, Todd. We appreciate that.
Here come more gifts.
I think, frankly, everybody should be coming to the game. I mean, it's
if not the game, the tailgate.
If not the game, the tailgate party. What do we have here?
My favorite
gifts, thank you.
Mark Ronick, what do we have here?
This is a gift from the gentleman that owns Liquor Downtown.
A friend of the
show. Liquor Downtown.
Oh, Oscar owes them a spot.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike O'Mara from KCJJ. I want to tell you about liquor for a second. Listen, a lot of people. A lot of people sell booze. All right, a lot of people do.
Yes, they
but
do.
There are only a few people, and I mean a select few. And I'm
a
not
handful
talking about in this area. I'm talking about nationally. There are only a select few that really do it right.
Right.
And I'm talking about where you can get everything. I'm talking about Liquor Downtown. Mm-hmm. Liquor Downtown, we were there on our way in because we stocked up on the way in. What's that address again?
Oh, yeah, it's downtown, Mike.
It's the downtown location. Hawkeye Vodka. How about that? You can't get that anywhere.
No.
Liquor Downtown. When I'm in Iowa City? Is it Iowa City?
Iowa City.
When I'm in Iowa City, sure. It's always Liquor Downtown. That's my. Are we allowed legally to sell booze on the radio? Yeah, you can sell booze.
Mike,
on the
you're
radio
not selling anything. You're just telling. You're just.
Oh, just talking about my positive experience.
You're laying some intelligence on it.
That's right. Bring the kids. Plenty of free samples.
Look at you. You're
Liquor
in
Downtown.
You're in play.
That's you've got a full bag. Do you want to?
All right,
it
we
out
have a full bag. Let's see what
he brought us.
Right.
Back scratchers.
We have Hawkeye Vodka. We have a Russell Stover. In Hawkeye's We Trust Chocolate.
Oh, Russell nice Stover.
This is wonderful. Nice. We have the Hawkeye. This is great.
Yeah.
The Hawkeye Back Scratcher, which also doubles as an ass thumper for the pretty co-eds.
And you can also do the great trick where you put that coming out of your sleeve and it looks like you have a deformed hand.
Oh, that like that lady on Saturday Night Live.
That's right.
Listen, if you want to go to a Liquor Downtown, as I always do, yeah, and I'll be shortly after the show, I'll be calling 354 beer.
That's right.
To have that the major supplies.
What's that?
Delivered to my
what's
hotel.
What's that number again, Mike?
It's 354 beer.
And you know what's great about it? I don't go there to shop all the time. Sometimes I just hang out.
Yeah.
I love hanging at a liquor store.
Want to thank them for a bag of Iowa turkey poop.
Oh, yum.
Yes, that's wild.
Actually, that's emu poop.
Actually, you
I
know what
so
it really
that's
is?
What I hear.
Wild huckleberry. I'm your huckleberry.
Hey, huckleberry.
Wild huckleberry jelly beans.
Oh, my God. Yum, that sounds great. Right,
what else is in there?
We cozies. Have a koozie. We love
the
koozies.
Beer koozies.
We have Excedrin, which
oh,
is
I
great.
Oh, I love it.
We have some M&Ms, it looks like.
Nice.
What is this? All right.
Some more candy. Hawkeye candy.
Yes, candy. Hawkeye candy.
Oh, there's Hawkeye cyanide.
A deck of cards.
Hey, Hawkeye playing cards.
Don't worry. We brought a deck of cards.
That's fantastic.
Oh, look. There's some Hawkeye crystal meth.
All right. Very good. Shot glass.
I like that.
popcorn. Oh, thanks to Liquor Downtown.
Nice. Yeah, nice. Thank you, Liquor Downtown.
Back to Buzz Burbank, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, there's some University of Iowa personal lubricant.
Very good. Looking forward to it.
A little breaking news today, by the way. The president's sending 100 U.S. troops to Central Africa to advise forces to hunt down the leader of the resistance army. And we're getting other breaking news as well, which we'll get back to you on in a second. It's breaking faster than we can keep track of it.
I saw the rains down in Africa.
For what it's worth, new studies reveal that Herman Cain's 999 plan makes economic sense, even though Rick Perry's wife yesterday said it makes her want to call 911.
Tomorrow on the show, if you come to Kinnick Stadium for our taping of a show, which most of you will hear on Monday, you will find out indeed whether we will be endorsing Herman Cain for the president.
That's right, after we had the pizza.
This is the first presidential election since we've had the podcast. It's going to become a tradition when we finally endorse a candidate.
And it will always be based on food. That's exactly the way it's going to work.
Exactly. Another study says the president's Buffett rule, which would tax billionaires at the same rate as their employees, would still allow about 25% of the richest Americans to avoid paying a fair share of taxes. Folks who live in Tokyo say they're worried about radiation from that quake and tsunami-crippled nuclear plant at Fukushima. They've heard reports of radioactive hotspots near Tokyo, some 125 miles away from the plant. One of those alleged hotspots is near a children's amusement park.
All this sushi is cooked.
They're finding new reasons for us to be concerned about, actually some tape Rob played earlier, new reasons for us to be concerned about so-called reality TV. A new study says half of all girls from age 11 to 17 believe that reality shows accurately depict the real lives of others. The study says it also makes the girls believe their lives should be equally dramatic and makes them base their self-worth more on appearance.
Listen, when I'm drinking coffee, Blake, I'm going to tell you this. You know what I feel about reality shows?
I saw you at Dunkin' Donuts in Joliet today, sir.
I got three words for reality shows.
Are you ready for this?
Rush to judgment.
That's right.
That's right. And I think in general that by watching this inordinate amount of reality television, we will become very shallow. Very shallow.
Hey, sir. Hey, Joliet guy.
Yeah.
Have you seen your coffee? How do you take it?
I take my coffee plain black.
Right. And do you like when fat guys are in line with you?
No, I don't. I don't like when a couple old queens are enacting lines from that movie Last in America, which incidentally we did not receive today.
$62.
$62 still on the table.
A couple of Buzz Burbank Mythbusters for you today. First, detergent makers want you to know that you are wasting your time and water by pre-rinsing dishes before they go into the dishwasher. One company says the soap is designed to stick to the food that's stuck to the plates and that by pre-rinsing, the soap won't work as well.
Yeah, we'll try microwaving some scrambled eggs and see if that's true. That's a bunch of crap.
I'm with you. Carrie loves pasting lettuce to things.
I'll bet you call this study a bunch of crap, too. A controversial new study says trick-or-treating kids prefer the fun-sized candy bars over the full-sized candy bars.
Boo!
Crap.
That's BS. Crap. That is untrue. That is a complete scam by the candy manufacturing lobby. That is not true. Why are you shaking your hand?
Because the study was done by a disinterested calendar company, not affiliated with any candy
it's
company.
It's still crap. It's a study. Studies don't mean dick.
There's logic. They do if there's logic.
What's the logic? I bought a calendar from the disinterested calendar company. I said, what day is it? They said, who cares?
Exactly. They found in their survey
Jackie Mason
that kids think they can get away with eating more candy if the candies are small. They can get more by their parents.
Overthought.
If they have the same, they
want real regular size Kit Kats.
That's only maybe if they surveyed Julia. She would think like that.
Really?
But kids don't think like that.
John Dillinger Speedwagon would think like that. Nobody else.
Another not surprising study out today shows that women would rather get the flu themselves than to have to take care of their whiny, flu-bitten husbands.
I believe that with all my heart. Study, I believe.
Yeah. And finally, the most interesting man in the world might turn out to be Alex Torres. Big Al's main job is skydiving instructor. His side job is being a porn star named Voodoo.
Ooh.
Voodoo!
It occurred to him to combine the two. So he started having sex with the skydiving school's receptionist inside the plane, and then they jumped in tandem, continuing the act on the way down. Some kids at a nearby high school saw this, or claimed they did.
Hey, look at those birds, Mommy.
What are they doing? Are they fighting?
Told their parents, who then told the police. Police are skeptical anyone could see anything, so they have filed no charges. The FAA is now checking to see if they can charge somebody with something. And Alex has finally found a woman who will go down with him.
Oh!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Pull the ripcord.
Oh, my God.
The ripcord.
That's it. Hey, we are live from the studios of KCJJ. We want to thank Steve Bridges and everybody that has made us feel so welcome.
Has it been an hour already?
It's been a little over that, Rob.
Wow, your music's a little hot.
We've run a little over that today.
Nice, thank you.
We want to thank Encore Insurance Services who made this trip possible. Even if you already have life insurance, you might be paying too much. Encore may be able to help. For a free quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. Encore!
Encore, baby!
Insurance Services, official sponsor of Road Trip 2011. To everybody in Coralville,
hi!
We hope we get that movie sometime.
Please, and the pizza.
A little disappointed. But what are you going to do? Live tomorrow, Kinnick Stadium, North Parking Lot, 3 o'clock, next to the Black Bus, next to the Rec Center.
Right.
We go on live, 3 o'clock local time. If RJ can get all the equipment set up, look for the Mike O'Mara Show banner. We'll be right out there in front of the stadium. Excited about that. Thank you. God bless you so long. Yes. Oh, hold on a second. What?
Rob's on for the next 4 hours.
Rob Spiewak will join you on KCJJ for 4 hours. I hope you enjoy that. I won't be listening, but I hope you will be.
Mike, thank you as always.
Thank you very much. So long, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Way down on the levee in old Alabama, there's Daddy and Mammy, there's Ephraim and Sammy. On a moonlight night, you can find them all. While they are waiting, the banjos are syncopating. What's that they're saying? What's that they're saying? While they keep playing, a humming and swaying, it's the good ship Robert E. Lee that's come to carry the cotton away. Watch them shuffling along. See them shuffling along. Go take your best gal, your real pal. Go down to the levee. I said the levee. Join that shuffling throng. Hear that music and song. It's simply great, mate. Waiting on the levee. Waiting for the Robert D. Lee. Watch them shuffling along. See them shuffling along. Go take your best gal, your real pal. Go down to the levee. I said the levee. Join that shuffling throng. Hear that music and song. It's simply great, mate. Waiting on the levee. Waiting for the Robert E. Lee.
You are listening to the terrestrial broadcast flagship station of the Mike O'Mara Show, the mighty 1630, KCJJ.